Hello everybody, here I am, George from Ireland, and you can see here the bust of Su Alteza Real, El Conde de Barcelona. So, his Royal Highness, the Count of Barcelona, Juan III, as some called him, a king in exile. I'm not sure what this clasp he's wearing on his tie, sort of tie pin it, and what's this medal here? So there he is, clean shaven, looking fixedly ahead at the harbour, this Darsena, like marina. So is to honour him, the man who would be king, meant to be a force for liberalism in Spanish politics. He was born in 1913 in a palace just outside Madrid, his father being King Alfonso XIII of Spain, and his mother being a Battenberg, as a German princess, I think with some British ancestry, because remember Germany had 36 states, some had kings, some had grand dukes and so forth. So related to Lord Louis Mountbatten, the last Viceroy of India and so on. Anyway, he was here in Spain in a time of turmoil, though Spain stayed out of the First World War. There was a rising left-wing radicalism, anti-monarchism, particularly in Catalonia, without going through all the political events, led to the abolition of the monarchy in 1931 to the declaration of the Spanish Republic. So his father, Alfonso XIII, was out, and they went to exile initially in Italy. Now he was the third son, but his two brothers, Jaime, the Duke of Segovia, I can't remember the other one, they both renounced their claim to the throne, so it fell to him, perhaps surprisingly. So he was in Italy, and that's where he met Mercedes of the Two Sicilies. That's not obviously the ruling house of Italy, but remember they ruled the island of Sicily and the mainland of the Naples area. So he married her in 1935, and the union was blessed with two daughters and two sons. So Juan Carlos, his eldest son, eventually took over. So he was a would-be sailor, and that's why this is named after him, was given an honorary rank of admiral much later. And as he couldn't join the Spanish Navy, he joined the Royal Navy, perhaps surprisingly, had some promotion, would he become a British subject? He declined to do so because he thought then he'd never ever get to the restoration of the monarchy. And look at his personal coat of arms with the crown above it. So he served off the coast of Mumbai mostly. And so very unusually for a Spaniard of that generation, he spoke English, which his son Juan Carlos to this day does not. Anyhow, so the Second World War broke out and he moved to Switzerland. Remember, Juan Carlos, his son and heir, was born in Rome, Italy. And of course, if Spanish is your native language, it's very easy to learn Italian. So the Spanish Civil War was ongoing. There were some royalists on that side, but Franco thought this guy, who was starting himself, eventually Juan III, was dangerously liberal, wanted a constitutional monarchy, and he was not having that. Franco wanted, an authoritarian, ultra-conservative state. Now, though he was a practicing Catholic, he didn't necessarily want a confessional state, Juan III, and he issued a declaration towards the end of the Second World War, so we mustn't have totalitarianism in Spain. And he realized how Franco, in a sense, had got Spain involved in that war by sending La División Azul to the Soviet Union to fight against communism in La Última Cruzada de la Hispanidad contra el Bolshevismo. Franco loathed the Count of Barcelona and thought his eldest son, Juan Carlos, would be more amenable to continuing this ultra-conservative ideology, El Movimiento Nacional. So it was agreed that he would, the Count of Barcelona, be passed over when Alfonso XIII died, that the next claimant to the Spanish crown would be Juan Carlos de Bourbon y Bourbon. Because remember, the family that ruled those two Sicilies, they had the surname Bourbon. This why is Bourbon y Battenberg. Because remember, in Hispanic countries, people have a double surname, take a surname from the mother and a surname from the father. But it's obviously the maternal grandfather's surname. You got to drop surnames sometimes, otherwise you'd have hundreds of them. Anyhow, what about this chap here? So then he wasn't allowed back to Spain, but his son was allowed to come, Juan Carlos, to military academy, to University of Madrid and so on. And he was being schooled by Franco. So Franco, when he died, hand over to Juan Carlos, who would maintain his system. But that didn't pertain in the end I was going to say, so finally, obviously, November 1975, Franco died. Juan Carlos ascended the throne, and Juan Carlos formally gave his father the title Count of Barcelona. He started himself. The title Count of Barcelona goes back almost 1,000 years. Rather ironic, considering that the monarchy is more unpopular in Barcelona than almost anywhere else in Spain. So he died here on April Fool's Day, 1993. Not here, but in a hospital in Pamplona, at the age of not quite 80. So, and to many people's surprise, Juan Carlos did democratize Spain, and he dismantled totalitarianism piecemeal, partly because of his father's influence, his father saying, no, we've got to be a neutral force, we've got to be a monarchy for everybody. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my video. So make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Oh yeah, another thing I was going to say about Juan Carlos accidentally shot dead his brother in a hunting accident when his younger brother was 14. Bye-bye.